Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 right here on WMAL, the place where Washington comes to talk. And you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, 8:35, we're going to speak with Larry Kudlow. Also at 8 o'clock, Bryce Harper wants to make baseball fun again, meaning he wants to be able to celebrate home runs, just like a quarterback celebrates a touchdown. Do you have a problem with that? We'll debate it. That's all coming up today on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Minimum wage! Yeah!
Well, there's a lot of talk around the area about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That is, in some quarters, a controversial thing. But let's find out exactly what's going on. One of the persons who is pushing this in Montgomery County is on the line now with us, Montgomery County Councilmember Mark Elrich, Councilmember at Large. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so why do you think this is a good idea?
Because people really can't live on wages that are below $15. You don't make rent. You can't pay for child care. You can't make your basic family needs. And you know, I just firmly believe philosophically that if a human being does a job, a person ought to make at least enough money to meet their basic needs.
Have you ever heard of the theory that the economic theory that when something is more expensive, there is less of it?
I've heard that theory, but it doesn't mean that workers are going to go away or that businesses are going to need fewer workers. I mean, it's hard to imagine that people overemploy to begin with.
What do you say to small businesses that would suggest to you that if they had to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, it would cause their product to become so expensive that it would be something that people would no longer buy, and therefore it could possibly run them out of business? A very real concern of people who are small businesses, which, by the way, are part of your tax base that allows you to do other things in the county.
Look, we're talking about phasing it in over another 4 years. So it's not going to be an instant shock to the system. Because it's going to apply to everybody, they'll be in a competitive market and they won't be at a competitive disadvantage. So if prices have to go up some, there's no evidence that that they will be at a disadvantage vis-a-vis other employers. There's lots of studies out there that say that, you know, that doesn't contribute to rapidly rising prices. This is actually a relatively small portion of the employment base in the region. I mean, most employers, to be honest, pay more than $15 an hour. And it still doesn't address the issue of what it takes for a person to live. I mean, I just have a little discomfort with the notion that a person should have a business and expect that they'll be able to have the things they want in life, but that the people who work for them somehow will wind up being dependent on welfare. Conservatives forget that in general.
Councilmember Elrich, you said that this applies to everybody, but of course it doesn't, because Frederick County and Prince George's County will not be raising their minimum wage. So what's stopping a business from just moving 10, 20 miles over to those counties and continuing to pay their workers, probably new workers, that they'll get from those counties?
One is that may not be where the market is. That was one of the discussions when we did the minimum wage last time, is you just can't pick up a business and put it everywhere if you don't have customers everywhere. So if you're selling sandwiches or you're selling something in this market, going to Frederick, it's not going to bring your customer base with you.
All right, well, there's probably a new customer base, though, in those markets, but that's not a concern.
But if that was
I understand.
True, the market would have brought right. forth a business in Frederick if that was the case.
You may have read this article on April 1st, Lydia DePillis in the Washington Post Wonk blog, who basically made the case that proponents of raising the minimum wage, of which she is one, need to accept the fact that jobs will be lost because of this, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because she says, you know, better jobs and more highly skilled jobs will be introduced to accommodate the $15 an hour wage. Do you agree with that? Are you accepting the fact that jobs will be lost because of this?
I think jobs need to be done that are out there now, and I really don't think jobs will be lost. I mean, there's other economic studies that say the biggest impact may be a slight slowing in job creation, not so much job loss. I guess, you know, my view is I'm saddled with a lot of employees of employers that all of our jurisdictions pay lots and lots of subsidies for. Basically, you have the government, which conservatives hate, subsidizing the wages of low-income workers. I would like to get to a point where the government has to do less and less subsidy of wages, and I just pay the wages up front. I mean, if you think about it, if I'm going to transfer money to low-income people to make up for the low wages, not only am I transferring the money, but I'm employing a bureaucracy to affect the transfers. I couldn't think of a more inefficient way of redistribution and trying to provide some equity and a safety net.
Well, and look, I mean, it's a compassionate thing. Listen to what the governor of California, who, by the way, just signed into law a bill, but listen very carefully to what he had to say as he signed this law into legislation.
Economically, minimum wages may not make sense, but morally and socially and politically, they make every sense because it binds the community together and makes sure that parents can take care of their kids.
He started by saying something which is true. Economically, it may not make sense.
I guess I would dispute that. I mean, there are economists out there. I mean, you can find economists on both sides of this, but you can find legitimate economists who will argue it does make sense. I mean, what they'll tell you is that money in the hands of low-income people is spent immediately.
Well, if that's the case, why not make it $30 an hour? Then more money will be in people's hands.
Because that is absolutely unrealistic. I'm not trying to provide the highest wage possible. I mean, I'm trying to get people, at least if you work, to meet your basic needs.
Well, but you just made the economic argument that raising the minimum wage will put more money into people's hands and then they will spend it. If that is the principle that you are determining this on, then why not raise it to $30? If $15 an hour is good for the economy, then $30 an hour will be twice as good.
I'm not sure it would be. I'm not sure that every business could possibly sustain that.
So there's a breaking point there, right?
There is a breaking point. You're trying to be balanced here. You're not trying to make it impossible to do business. You're trying to find a place where people aren't dependent on government, where the wages meet the basic needs. You're not trying to just come up with a number which affects something which I don't really need to do.
All right. So look, if I have a product out there and I'm charging $5 for it, and because my costs go up, I now have to charge, let's say, $7 for that product. You would agree with me that there are some people who will look at that price and say, that product to me is not worth $7, so I'm not going to buy it, and sales will go down, correct?
It's highly unlikely that the minimum wage would affect prices that much.
But it will. It really will. Have you ever run a business?
Yes.
Well, then you know that if you raise the price of your product, you're going to sell less of it.
Let me ask you a question then. I don't hear anybody asking me to prevent rent increases on commercial property. I don't have anybody asking you to prevent utility increases. I don't have anybody saying, if you're a sandwich shop, could you prevent the rising price of meat? Could you prevent the rising price of eggs? Businesses accommodate rising prices all the time. The only rising price that they don't want to accommodate is the rising price of labor.
So you understand that this will be indeed passed on to consumers. Every consumer in Montgomery County will pay more as a result of this.
I expect that some of it will get passed on. But, you know, there's an elasticity factor. At some point, the price is going to be what the market's willing to pay.
Okay.
Well, some of this comes out of other places then.
If I may, you're right. Conservatives don't ask you to intervene on the cost of those things, too. We want the market to be able to be free of any government intervention. And to that end, one last thing. You said that this is a good idea because at the current minimum wage, people can't pay their rents or pay their housing costs. Leggett has proposed an 8% increase in property taxes. I assume you're against that increase of property taxes because that will make it harder for people to pay their housing costs in Montgomery County, right?
Well, first place, housing costs, that tax is on property tax, which low-income people aren't really owning houses.
So you're only concerned about lower-income people having to pay more, not higher-income people? Don't they count, too?
Look, everybody counts, but people who are at the margin and can't put food on the table or are choosing between food and medicine on a different category.
Wait a minute. No one's choosing between food and medicine. We just passed Obamacare. Hold on. Obamacare is just assured medical care and medicine for all low-income people. And the state of Maryland has an incredible statewide Medicare system that I'm sure, the Medicaid system that you are a support of. No one's choosing between food and medicine.
But you know perfectly well that doesn't apply, for example, to immigrants, particularly undocumented immigrants.
So you're raising the minimum wage for undocumented immigrants? That's the reason you want this?
No, that's not the reason why I'm raising.
Well, you just said people are choosing between food and medicine, and the only ones that are choosing between food and medicine are undocumented immigrants. So that's the constituency you're trying to please with this?
Well, I'm not trying to please. I'm trying to meet basic needs. Whether they're undocumented or not, if you can't feed your family and you're making choices like that.
Who in Maryland cannot feed? Who in Maryland right now is starving? and cannot feed their family with all of the programs that we have in place in this state.
I was a school teacher until 2006. I had kids whose last hot meal came on Friday at school, and his next hot meal came Monday morning in school.
They didn't eat all weekend?
They did not eat. I had kids crying on Monday morning.
Okay.
Because they were hungry. I mean, this actually
Wow, we have a terrible state government because, you know, we have policies in place in this state to be able to help poor, destitute people like that. What have the Democrats in Annapolis been doing with all of the money that Marylanders have been spending on taxes? I thought we had food stamp programs federally as well. What is going on with those programs? I'm confused. I really am. If people are really choosing between medicine and feeding themselves, then
there are people who do that. I mean, I'm not saying everybody does that, but there are people who do that. People
that's the case you made.
Don't
for
have adequate housing.
That's when you call those nice people at Montgomery Child Services into the call. That's what
All
you
right. should. Listen, we're way over time.
Yeah, listen, it's been a good discussion, but I thank you for participating in it.
Yeah, we would love to have you back again. It's very lively, and I think that it informs people.
And Montgomery County.
More than happy to join you all again.
Thank you, sir.
We'll have you back. Mark Elrich, Montgomery County Council Member at Large. 7:18 now. We are way over.
Way over, Jamie. Sorry.
We're sorry, no, Jamie. Go ahead.
I was with you. All right. Let's go first into Virginia. Dumfries Road, 234, right near Minneville Road. Still with crash cleanup. Watch for police direction on 95. Still jammed through Stafford to Aquia. Initial problem was the broken down at 610. Aquia, that's been cleared. Now an incident in the backups. So we haven't quite released the pressure. Dale City to Woodbridge, 395. We're still with the crash on the 14th Street Bridge. Police there along the right side, jammed from the Beltway. So factor this in for the rest of the morning commute. That 395 is just going to be a slow go right now, again, from the Beltway to the crash on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Maryland we go, topside through Silver Spring, inner loop, unusual backups to go to northbound 95. Accident right at that exit to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Freeze warning in effect till 10 a.m. It's 31 degrees right now, so I wonder how Bill Hess's pansies are doing. We need to ask him about that. Clouds, flurry, possible. Then later it'll be about 50 degrees, but breezy, 40 miles an hour. Tonight looking to get down around overnight somewhere around 31 again, so the freeze warning will be back. Currently in the nation's capital, as I said, 31 degrees, 7:19 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Bill Hess's pansies.
His pansies.
Bill Hess is the program director here at WMAL.
Yeah, that's right. He's worried about his pansies.
You know, I believe Bill Hess's pansies was the working title for this morning show for a little while.
Is that right?
Then, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, what do we got up here?
Well, we're supposed to talk about how Spain has done away with this siesta.
Okay.
Spain plans to, you know, they had a 3-hour siesta here. No wonder the European Union is a complete mess. The EU, you know, makes all of these rules and regulations for all these countries that they have to live by, but they're allowing Spain to have a 3-hour break to take a nap in the afternoon. I can't believe that's still happening. But
3 hours.
They're finally getting rid of the siesta. We wake up at, 2:30 in the morning, and
yes.
Do you ever get a 3-hour nap in the afternoon?
Listen,
I'm lucky to get an hour and a half.
A 3-hour nap is a luxury. I normally go for two.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
But I mean, but I don't have to get up and do a 5 o'clock show.
Also happening in the EU, Greece is sending migrants back to Turkey now. The EU, said, we want all these migrant workers. We're opening our arms. Bring us your tired, your poor, your possibly radical Islamic terrorists. Now they're finally saying, maybe that's not a good idea. So that's a couple of things we want to talk about. Now I want to get back to what we just talked
about. Oh, yeah,
about.
I do, too.
So this Mark Elrich guy. No, I did say I had a good time with him.
I thought he was.
Want him to come
listen,
back.
I love those kinds of conversations.
And
I mean, he feels very well about, very strongly about what he believes, and I just think that he's wrong.
Well, he speaks for his constituency, too.
Right.
Let's face it. I think the majority of Montgomery County residents, I think they believe when they hear the kinds of things that Mark Elrich said, I think that they believe, yeah, that's right. People are choosing between medicine and food, and that's wrong, so we've got to raise the minimum
wage. Well, that's not true.
But why did we pass Obamacare? Why has the state of Maryland put so many programs in place so people don't have to choose between medicine and food?
Well, listen, I mean, we have systems in place. If there's a problem and some kid is not getting food and some teacher says, hey, this kid came to school hungry this morning, that's child abuse. Now, that is a time and a place when you do call child services.
Right, where does the
and
teacher...
And you say, listen, listen, child services, well, this kid's not getting the, we need somebody to go over and look
Something's
at this child.
Something's happening in
that
house.
That's an appropriate use of child services. And we do have, I'm a taxpayer in Montgomery County, and this is what drives me crazy. We pay really high taxes in Montgomery County. And when we pay those taxes, we pay a lot of that goes for social services. Well, if the social services are letting people to go hungry, then something is wrong.
Something
is wrong. It's not working. So let's quit spending that money if it's not going to the right people.
No, the solution is that a individual family-owned sandwich shop in Bethesda, who's currently barely making it because of the high rent in that area and all the other costs and property taxes associated with it, they now have to pay $15 an hour for the person who puts a sandwich together. That's how the government fixes the problem.
It's 622. I'm sorry, 722.
Replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
722. It's the question seems simple enough. How do you build a nest egg that will give you a comfortable retirement? Well, unfortunately, that answer is anything but simple. My friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions, he has a plan for retirement that is, he'll tell you, it's complicated, but they have a plan because all family situations are different. Everybody has different health issues, different goals, but they have one thing in common. They're going to need income. That's where Larry and his team can actually come through and help you out big time. They will show you how to generate a stream of retirement that is designed to last as long as you do. And after all, isn't that the goal? You don't want to retire, get into it a couple of years and say, oops. No, that would be really, really bad. So listen, why don't you call them? Give them a call. The number is 800-611-1952. Just make the call and you'll feel a lot better about things. They can help you. 800-611-1952. Visit RetirementProtectionSolutions.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
NFL great Cato June trusts Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors with his tax preparation.
This is Cato June. Give Jim Warren a call. He did right by me, and he will do right by you.
Trust the team Cato Trust. Call Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, 301-924-2160.
It is 725 now, WMAO. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 jammed Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge along the way. Crash at Landmark left side on the 14th Street Bridge. Long-standing accident still along the right side. Pressure is on for both directions on the George Washington Parkway to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. So expect that to be heavier than normal. Interstate 95 still through Dale City. Lorton Newington heavy on the brakes. 66 almost back to Gainesville now, heading in towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. 234 Dumfries Road at Minneville Road for accident cleanup. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Let's go southbound in Laurel. South of 197 for the crash. I'm seeing delays in each direction. Route 4, that's been a tough go this morning, still leaving Upper Marlboro. Route 4 delays back near 301 to get you by Woodyard Road, where we had the broken down along the right side. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Great tasting barbecue is what Dickie's is all about. Meat smoked low and slow over hickory wood, home-style sides, kids eat free every Sunday, and they cater for just a few or a few hundred. Find the nearest Dickies or get a free catering quote at Dickies.com. They speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Developing sunshine in the forecast, windy and chilly, 47. Tonight, clear, cold, 34 degrees, colder north and west. Freeze watch in effect. Sunshine clouds tomorrow, high near 60 with still a stiff wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees, 727. Hey, guess what? As of yesterday, some 76 miles of I-70 in the great state of Maryland has had its speed limit raised to a wonderful 70 miles an hour. That's right.
Ooh.
You get on I-70, put the pedal to the metal, buddy, run it up right about 70, 72. You're not going to be bothered by the state patrol. Maybe 74, 70. Might get away with 74. But 70 is the official speed limit for all but about a short little distance around Frederick. In Frederick, you got to slow it down to 65. But after you get clear of Frederick, either way, either going into Balmer or going out, you're going to be able to put the pedal to the metal.
Very cool.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love it.
Thank you, Governor Hogan.
Speed racer.
See, that would have never happened under Anthony Brown. Ever.
Never going to happen. It's 728.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Coming up, we'll give you the very latest in 2016 news. And Walmart made a big boo-boo that involves the state of Maryland and the state of Massachusetts. We'll explain it. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. We are still under a freeze warning this morning till 10 a.m. The IRS headquarters building still shut down today after a small electrical fire yesterday forced the evacuation of the building. Don't fret. Those tax collection efforts are not being hindered. D.C. lawmakers voting today on legislation to make sure Bernie Sanders' name will be on the ballot for the Democratic primary June 14th. The city's Democratic Party submitted the paperwork a day later. Late. Wisconsin primary today, correspondent Phil Mattingly.
Trump's advisors acknowledging that he is in trouble in Wisconsin over the last couple days, but Trump still willing to predict that this could be a big comeback story. Ted Cruz not trying to dampen expectations at all. Both vying for those huge 42 delegates at stake in Wisconsin tonight.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17,737, the NASDAQ at 48.91. In sports, Nats and O's both win opening day. Villanova tops North Carolina at the buzzer to win the NCAA Men's Championship last night. Today, the women's turn with UConn taking on Syracuse. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Wilson Ramos.
A base hit. 2 runs will score.
Bases loaded. Bases unloaded.
Ramos on the attack.
Never miss a defining moment. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messin. Gio Gonzalez.
Got him. Changeup down and away.
Makes the Marlins mad.
And he's all locked up.
Cunningham. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts Thursday at 3 on Masson.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 heading from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge jammed. And I'm watching the accident along the way. As you come up to Landmark, looks like they're taking it from the left lane, putting everything over to the right shoulder. So we have lanes there momentarily open. Then the long-standing crash on the 14th Street Bridge has been along the right side. 66, almost a continuous backup here out of Gainesville, heading through to the Capitol Beltway. We had an incident near 28th Centerville. Still watch for some flashing lights there. Coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road with the sun glare this morning slowing our trip in through Lansdowne, eastbound on Route 7. Heading eastbound before you even get to the Loudoun County Parkway, slowing. We had reports of maybe some debris along the roadway there, a tire, so do watch in that stretch. George Washington Parkway commuters southbound approaching 123 for backups heading down toward the bridges. No problems to report right now on 270, but the volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel, the crash southbound south of 197, heavy in each direction. Still bunched up trying to get in toward Clarksville on 32. Police tell me it's a minor crash, but minor or not, it's definitely affecting this trip on eastbound 32 as you pass Linden Church Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Freeze warning until 10 this morning, then a freeze watch in effect late tonight through Wednesday morning. As cold air is settling in, clouds will break, we'll get into sunshine. There might be a sprinkle of rain this morning, possibly a snow flurry, and then that sunshine, 47. From the Weather Channel, meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now it's 32 at Stafford Courthouse, 32 in La Plata, 31 in Washington, D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by V&F Office Supplies. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 7:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, the one, the only Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside the one, the only Larry O'Connor.
He's lost like 29 or 30 or 31 times, whatever the hell it is.
every single state and every single island, he ought to get the hell out. But let me tell you, he hurts me much more than he hurts Bruce.
Get the hell out, he says, about John Kasich. That's who Donald Trump was talking about yesterday at a rally in Wisconsin. Today is the Wisconsin primary. If you believe the polls going in today, it looks like Ted Cruz will win by a relatively comfortable margin, and it looks like Bernie Sanders may eke out a close victory in the Badger State. And that means that this nomination process for both the Democrats and Republicans is going to go on for quite some time, very well into May. In fact, it may even go all the way to the convention, especially for the Republicans. The reason that John Kasich is staying in, of course, is because he believes there will be a contested convention. No candidate will have the requisite number of delegates, 1,237, and that means after the first ballot, all bets are off. And what does Kasich say about that?
I believe that a convention will look at somebody like me, and that's why I think I'm going to be the nominee. We just have to keep going, and we're going to have an open convention. And George, you're the guy that gets open conventions. It's going to be so much fun. Kids will spend less time focusing on Bieber and Kardashian and more time focusing on how we elect presidents. It'll be so cool.
I think it could be cool, actually. I'm in favor of the idea of a contested convention. I don't think it will be a disaster for the Republican Party, as most establishment Republicans and political journalists in this town believe. I think it'll be fantastic. It depends on how the Republicans handle it, how it's done, and whether it seems that it's fair or not. But I think it could actually unite the party if they do it properly, and it could get so much attention for the Republican process in getting their nominee, that it will actually end up being a benefit. I would love and am excited about the idea of a contested convention. What about you? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625.
No.
I don't like it.
I don't like, well, I mean, look, I think it's going to happen. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it looks like there's a really interesting strategy at play here. Ted Cruz has a two-pronged strategy. Win a few states if he can, and keep Donald Trump from getting 1,237 delegates. That's the real important strategy. Then there's this other thing that he's doing, is that he's going back to the states where he may have even lost, like Arizona, for example, like Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. And he's working behind the scenes very, very quietly to make sure that the right kind of delegates are selected. Delegates that, after they vote the way that the voters have said that they should vote on the first round ballot and vote for Trump because Trump won in these states, then they're going to, go over to Cruz.
Right.
They're gonna switch.
Which is all part of the rules.
On the second ballot. It's all allowed. I don't think Donald Trump is working on that sort of sophisticated level. Listen, say this about Ted Cruz. He has run a brilliant campaign. You can't really point to one real misstep in the campaign about the way the mechanics of the campaign have been run, about his strategy. It's been pretty good. He hasn't won as many states as he would like to have won, but he's running a very effective campaign. And ultimately, when you do that, you sometimes win because you know the rules and the regulations a little better than your opponent.
Trump was asked last night on a town hall on Fox News by Sean Hannity about that, about the fact that these delegates who will be bound to Donald Trump on the first ballot, but then have every right to vote for whomever their heart desires on a second through 150th ballot. What Trump thinks about that?
You see, where I won Louisiana, and then I find out that I'm not supposed to get as many delegates as a person that I beat. What kind of stuff is that? And somebody said, well, there's a rule and another rule. And I don't care about rules, folks. I go out, I campaign, we win. We win. We get the delegates. Right?
I don't care about rules. I don't like hearing that. As a Republican, as a conservative, I think that rules are important, and you get to follow the rules. And we've all known these rules. These candidates have known the rules. And if Donald Trump has not been informed by his campaign apparatus and the experts, you know, the professionals like Corey Lewandowski, who he's hired to do this sort of thing, if he hasn't been informed about this from the beginning, then he has hired the wrong people, or his people are guilty of gross misconduct. Because even back in the fall, you and I were bouncing around the idea that,
right,
given the number of candidates that we have here, 17, the fact that so many of them are well-funded and can last through the first few states, unlike other primaries that we've seen in the past, and because the Republicans proportionally allocate their delegates now,
right,
thanks to Ron Paul, by the way, then clearly this could be a contested convention.
And
he should have known that.
And look, I mean, it would be interesting. And there'll be a lot of people focused on it. But the thing that I wonder about is what do voters walk away from having watched what I think will be sort of a circus atmosphere? Do they walk away saying, well, they all came together, they sang Kumbaya, and they nominated a good guy? Or do they say, you know what, that's crazy. I don't want to have anything to do with those nutty people.
These conventions are awful right now. They're scripted. They are, no one cares. No one watches them. And they're big nothings. I would love for a convention to actually do what a convention is supposed to do. Bob in Herndon, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I'm a Democrat, and I'm hoping for a contested convention because there's never been a candidate who went into a convention not being the candidate and who went on to win the general.
So you, as a Democrat, you're hoping Republicans do that because it'll ensure a Hillary Clinton presidency?
It makes it much, 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 much more likely, yes.
Well, when you say there hasn't been, I mean, there have been contested conventions. I mean, Abraham Lincoln was the nominee after a contested convention.
Well, I mean, the modern era. I mean,
In
this century, yes.
Okay, in this century, there's only been.
Well, in the last 100 years.
No, it happened back in 1920, actually, and even before that. But that being said.
You may have missed it. It was in all the papers.
Warren Harding actually won that convention. Actually, for the Democrats, there was a contesting convention for Dwight Eisenhower. Dwight Eisenhower did not have the requisite delegates going into the convention, but he became the unanimous. He didn't even win on the first ballot, Dwight Eisenhower
did. A contested convention,
Listen to him smiling. He's excited.
Yeah,
this Democrat.
They're licking their chops over there.
Watch what you hope for there, Bobby in Herndon, because I'm thinking Bernie Sanders and Sanders Nation might be causing some trouble
in
Philadelphia.
There's some of that going on for sure.
All right, we'll continue with your calls on this in just a moment.
It is now 7:43.
Dan Smith from Private Plus Mortgage with great news. Rates have dropped, and we've been locking in 30-year fixed refis in the threes. Don't miss the lowest rates in a year. Call Private Plus Mortgage today for 30-year fixed rate refis in the threes. 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3P Mount Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll free for credit costs and terms.
As I am as excited about having a floor fight there and a contest on the floor of the convention, let me just say, when it comes to your floors, whether you're carpeted or hardwood or laminate floors, there's no contest. Zero Res wins, hands down. It gets all the votes. Zero Res, the company that I use to get my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh, does carpets. They also do hardwood floors and laminate floors. But let me just tell you some of the great things about Zero Res. First of all, you know, they handle everything for your carpet cleaning needs, your flooring cleaning needs. They actually bring their own water to your house. They're not even going to tap into your sink for your water. They bring their own water, and they will take away all that dirty, disgusting water that they, you know, suck up from your carpets there when the cleaning is done, and they go dispose of it properly at their own facility. And by the way, when I say, you know, water, you might think, oh my gosh, my carpets, they're going to be wet. It's going to take weeks to dry. No. Actually, their drying time for my place, it was like 3 hours. The drying time is much, much shorter than most other carpet cleaning places. They're the best. They really are. Zero Res is going to handle everything. Give them a call. Find out what you can get. Right now, WML listeners are going to get the biggest sale of the year, 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. You heard me. 20% off. They have not offered a sale like this. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, I must start with good news, and that we have right now reopened Foxhall Road, northbound lanes between Reservoir and 45th, where it had been closed with the tree down. That's been taken care of. Lanes reopened southbound. You can get through and continue down to Canal Road, so that hasn't been a problem there. Struggling, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still with accident activity in Laurel. Southbound as you approach 197 at the left lane blocked. delays in each direction. 95 from the ICC were bunched up to get onto the outer loop of the Beltway. Outer loop slowing out of College Park. Inner loop had the crash at 95. That was on the shoulder. For 270, uneventful. Just the volume, but a lot of it. We're thick in the morning commute now. On 32, southbound as you come out of West Friendship. Very slow to get down past Tridelphia Road. Had the minor crash at Linden Church Road, putting extra pressure on that commute. It has been a tough go at it on 395. Delays now out of Springfield, and that continues across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Accidents. One at Duke Street. They've tried to clear it off to the right shoulder. I'm checking it out, but it kind of crowds that right lane, so everyone tiptoeing by there. And then the one on the 14th Street Bridge, they cleared it to the narrow right shoulder as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty breeze and a freeze warning this morning. Freeze watch for tomorrow morning. Clouds break, windy, cold this morning. Go through the day with the clouds breaking up, giving way to sunshine and a high of 47 degrees. That wind can gust over 40 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stiggett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees. It is now 7:47.
Sprinkle of rainfall, maybe a snowflake, especially.
We're winning by almost 300 delegates, so we're doing great. And I think we close it out before the, you know, before the convention. I think we actually close it out.
That's Donald Trump last night talking about his prospects for closing it out before the convention. Not if he loses Wisconsin, as many people are predicting today. Also, Kasich, about those delegates.
Donald Trump said that I need to get out of the race because I'm getting his voters. Well, I've got news for him. I'm going to get a heck of a lot of his voters.
And he also means he's going to heck a lot of his delegates, he thinks, John Kasich thinks. I think if we have a contested convention in Cleveland and it comes down between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, who are clearly the two candidates of choice amongst Republicans,
right,
then I think that's fine. And let the best man win. Did you know that when you start making the rules for a contested convention, the actual delegates who were there start making the rules?
They can actually say, I move Madam Chairman or Mr. Chairman,
right.
And then that you actually...
It'll be Mr. Chairman. Paul Ryan will be the chair of the thing.
And
they'll say, you know, we think that we should have a debate. Let's have the two candidates debate right here, right now. That would be fantastic. I would love to see the two of them go head-to-head with Paul Ryan as the moderator.
You've just actually mentioned something that has been talked about of late, Paul Ryan. Would he be somebody they would consider in a contested?
Yeah, and again, I think that would be a problem. I think as long as it's Trump or Cruz.
It's being discussed. You shouldn't ignore that. It's a possibility, I suppose.
How about Jerry in Gainesville? Jerry, you're on WMAL. What do you think of the idea?
So I can tell you, I learned this about the nominating process. I'll never participate again because my vote doesn't matter. What they'll end up doing is they won't choose Cruz. They won't choose Trump. They'll put somebody in that they want in there, and this whole process, regardless of how much was spent and how much time was invested, is for naught for the nominees.
Yeah, so
the people that are trying to get it.
So you feel like because you went to the ballot and you cast your ballot and then they go to the convention and change everything, that's not fair.
They're going to pick somebody that's not even been running. I guarantee you that's going to pick somebody that's not even running.
Well, like I said, if they do that, they're basically upending their entire process. I mean, basically all of the money and all of the time that's been spent since last September on these ridiculous debates and the primary process and all of the television ads all the money that's been spent on those things has all been useless. Why bother? Yeah.
They only care about their power, the people down the... down the chain.
We'll see if that happens.
People. That's it. That's all they care about.
How about Dave in Fredericksburg? Thanks, Jerry. Dave, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to disagree with that last caller. I'm sick of the whining about our votes don't count in this process. You know, welcome to democracy. You know, Winston Churchill said democracy is the worst and toughest kind of government there is, except for everything else they've tried. And so, you know, the Republican Party is an organization. Their job is to pick somebody who's going to win. And in my opinion, they've failed miserably. They're going to have a contested convention, and it's going to look like a train wreck to the country. They haven't been able to unite around a good candidate, and I think that's why so many people are frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you say that the Republican Party is organized. It doesn't look very organized right now. And what was it? Will Rogers said that I'm not a member of any organized political party. I'm a Democrat. I think the same could be said of Republicans right now.
Marty in Damascus here on WMAL. Hey, Marty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Everybody keeps saying they about the Republican establishment. Let's name them. It's Karl Rove. It's Charles Krauthammer. It's George Will. And they're buddies. they're going to give us somebody that we don't want. They're going to give us a McCain again or a Romney again, both of whom I somewhat proudly voted for. This is just a horrible process, and somebody like Karl Rove, he's going to pick our president. Can you say hello?
All right, Marty, I missed your last thing. Can you say hello what?
Can you say hello, Hillary?
Oh, hello, Hillary.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marty. Yeah, listen, I don't think that Charles Krauthammer, George Will, and Karl Rove are necessarily pulling the strings of the Republican establishment. Maybe I'm naive, but last I checked, they're television commentators.
It's 7:51.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Serious about selling that home? Well, you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at REMAX Allegiance. Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price at a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises. Some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle, with over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Hannah needed to help her mother downsize and looked to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list. You see, all agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Did you use your timeshare last year? Have you booked it out for this year yet? Chris Plant here to tell you that the number one reason people contact Timeshare Exit Team to get out of their resort isn't because they don't like it. It's not even because their maintenance fees went up. It's because either their lifestyles have changed and they've been unable to use it every year, or the resort fills up so quickly they can't book where and when they want. If that's you, I want to encourage you to reach out to the consumer protection company that I trust, Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team doesn't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. They negotiate with the resorts and get you out safely and legitimately. With offices right here in Tyson's Corner and Towson, you'll sit down with your personal client advisor for a free consultation. If you decide you want out, they have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Time to check on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Mary Thompson.
Good morning to you. A pair of familiar names out with their earnings this morning. Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants saying sales rose more than 6% over the past quarter. That helped to lift profits more than expected. And Walgreens Boots Alliance had a mixed quarter. Sales rose 14%, but profits fell because of what the drugstore operator called a challenging retail environment. Right now, stocks are looking to open lower. Shares of Disney expected to lose some magic this morning on news the man who is in line to be its next CEO is stepping down. Tom Skaggs was expected to succeed Bob Iger, who will retire in 2 years. United Continental Airlines has reached a tentative deal with its machinist union. If agreed to, pay will go up about 30% over the next 5 years. And the business side of religion. The Popemobile, the 2015 Fiat hatchback Pope Francis used on his recent trip to New York, has been sold at auction for $300,000. Net proceeds will benefit Catholic schools and several other Catholic charities. I'm Mary Thompson, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow. 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it's been frustrating for Virginia 395, just jammed, leaving Springfield to went across the 14th Street Bridge. Had the long-standing crash on the bridge. They were waiting for a tow truck, crowding that right lane in the backups and landmarked the crash. They moved that to the right shoulder, so definitely a distraction there as well. So the feeder roads getting up onto 395. That's why a lot of you are in delays, because 395 is just a slow crawl. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Once on the 295, you have that stop and go up to both the Douglas and the 11th Street bridges. Suitland Parkway's been about the volume. Trying to recover Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue near Woodyard Road, with the broken down now cleared. Had delays back near 301. And now it looks like if you're on 4 just past 301, had a minor incident. They're pushing that to the shoulder as I speak. On the outer loop, topside from 95 at a crawl around the George Avenue. Currently lanes open. And in Laurel, southbound BW Parkway near 197 for the crash cleanup. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Developing sunshine, the forecast, windy and chilly, 47. Tonight, clear, cold, 34 degrees, colder north and west. Freeze watch in effect. Sunshine clouds tomorrow, high near 60 with still a stiff wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, right at the freezing mark, 31, 32 degrees, 7:57.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Salt, sand, dirt, it gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fibers like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store at Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, moving furniture if necessary. Plus, now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Coming up on WMAL.
Bryce Harper had a home run at his first at bat yesterday, and after the game he celebrated with a Make Baseball Fun Again hat. We'll tell you all about it.
Larry Kudlow will join us. It's all coming up after the news, 8 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by Cars for Kids.
The Redskins have not announced the site of their new stadium just yet, while local jurisdictions are doing what they can to attract the team.
The D.C. government rolled out six new proposals for a sports and entertainment complex at RFK Stadium.
This new announcement from the district is one of what I expect will be many competing proposals offered to the Redskins.
David Iannucci with Prince George's County says the county is prepared to fight back.
We figure we make more than $1 million per game.
He says the county has many attractive sites to offer aside from FedEx Field.
Prince George's County expects the Redskins to honor their agreement through 2027, and we're more than prepared to talk to them from that point.
Nicole Ross on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, RG3's house in Loudoun County officially on the market. The January blizzard still taking its toll. The Redskin training bubble at their training facility in Ashburn will not reinflate. The big white bubble collapsed under the weight of all that white snow. It cannot be repaired. No word on a replacement. The off-season workout is supposed to begin April 19th. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announcing a news conference this afternoon to discuss the Maryland legislative session now in its final week. The Republican governor set to discuss some of the legislation the Democrat-controlled General Assembly has sent to his desk. It's been part of baseball tradition for decades. Now a lot of cities that host major league teams, D.C. included, are looking at banning chewing tobacco.
Nicotine dependency, some forms of cancer. There's still a health concern with these products.
Says D.C. Councilmember Yvette Alexander. She's introducing a bill today that would ban smokeless tobacco in D.C. sports venues, Nats Park included.
With our young people at the games and they see this, and they participate in sports, it becomes a culture that that's just something that goes along with the sport. We want to discourage that.
L.A., San Francisco, and Boston have all enacted similar bans. The MLB Players Union, though, is not all that happy about this. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A flight attendant activated the emergency slide as a flight from Sacramento landed in Houston, correspondent Alan Skaya.
United Airlines says the flight from Sacramento had just landed at Bush Intercontinental Airport. The airline says a flight attendant intentionally deployed the emergency evacuation slide. United says it doesn't know why the woman activated the slide, and she's been removed from service.
Authorities still looking for several radical Islamists linked to the terror network behind the recent attacks in Brussels and Paris. Correspondent Alexander Field.
And while these searches really across Europe continue, there's a manhunt much closer to home here in Brussels. Still, authorities trying to track down the third suspected airport bomber and the second possible suspect involved in the bombing at that metro station.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17,737, the NASDAQ at 48.91. In sports, Nats celebrate victory at their opening day over the Braves, 4-3. The O's beat the Twins, 3-2. Villanova with their first NCAA championship in over three decades.
It was the little engine that could in a game that defined this tournament, in which we've seen upsets, overtimes, and buzzer beaters. It was Villanova's Chris Jenkins with just over 4 seconds left. The game tied at 74, takes a shot from behind the arc at the buzzer and scores, giving the Wildcats the victory over the North Carolina Tar Heels, 77-74.
WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and NewHomesGuide.com.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're struggling on the parkways. George Washington Parkway southbound crashes after Spelt Run before you get to the Key Bridge. Not only do we have delays that begin near 123, but a lot of bailout traffic. We are sitting those delays, taking 123 Chain Bridge Road and down to the Chain Bridge. It really just can't handle all that volume, so extremely slow. Also, Spout Run Parkway slowing to merge into the backups onto the George Washington Parkway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the long-standing crash has been southbound near 197 in Laurel. Park police tell me they've just reopened the lanes there, but I'm looking at delays at least back at 32 and northbound with the heavy delays to get by as well. It's 395 with the volume leaving 95, coming out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had two accidents on 395. Making your trip coming in off the Greenway into the toll road. Crews tell me, no, just been the sun glare. No problems or incidents reported along the way, but through Herndon and Reston, quite slow. On 270, leaving Frederick, not so bad as you head past the Monocacy. Brief delays in Urbana. Then the slowest stretch will be Germantown down toward the lane divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Developing sunshine, the forecast, windy and chilly, 47. Tonight, clear, cold, 34 degrees, colder north and west. Freeze watch in effect. Sunshine clouds tomorrow, high near 60 with still a stiff wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 31 in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, about 30 minutes from now, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The Nats won yesterday 4-3 in Atlanta, so obviously they're going to the World Series. Bryce Harper, last year's MVP, the best player on the Nats, his first at bat, first inning, going, gone.
Boom.
Right over the fence. What a great way to start the season for
that's
Harper.
Awesome.
So afterwards, in the celebration, he was wearing a hat that said, "Make baseball fun again." And, you know, and just before you get too carried away, it had nothing to do with politics, it had nothing to do with Donald Trump, although... who knows? Maybe Bryce Harper is voting for Donald Trump. No, it was obviously borrowing Donald Trump's Make America Great Again, but for his own cause, which is he thinks that baseball is a tired sport. He told this to ESPN Magazine last month. He said that players aren't allowed to show any flair. He says, you know, if a pitcher strikes me out, I'm okay with him staring me down and maybe doing a fist pump. But in baseball, oh, you can't do that. You know, the next time that pitcher's up, he's going to get hit by a pitch. Or if a guy hits a home run and he runs around the bases pumping his fist, or if he does anything other than just a boring trot around the bases. And by the way, if you trot too slow, that's going to be a problem. If you stand at the plate too long, that's going to be a problem. If you run around the bases too fast, that's showing up the other team. Bryce Harper says this is ridiculous. Let players show some flair. Let players show some personality. Let players actually express themselves when they do something that's great. And I agree with him. Honestly, I think it's great when a basketball player hits a major shot and he pumps his fist and he jumps and he does a LeBron James and he lifts both hands in the air. I tell you what, you don't want a player to do that, then strike him out. You don't want a basketball player to celebrate, you think that that's wrong, then block his shot. You don't want Cam Newton to dance in the end zone when he scores a touchdown, then tackle him and keep him from going into the end zone. I think as a fan, I enjoy watching players express themselves and do that, and I am on Bryce Harper's side. When Bryce Harper hits a home run, I'm ready. I want everyone to get up just like the fans are jumping up and down and celebrating. I want Bryce to be able to celebrate too. That's what I think. Brian doesn't. What do you think? 888-660-9625. Do you agree, or do you think that it's good that baseball wants all their players to act like robots? 888-630-WMAO.
In my own defense, I don't have any problem with enthusiasm for the game. I have problems with what I call excessive celebration, and especially in the game of football, but I see in other sports as well, where a player makes a good play. Let's say, you know, your job is to go and crush the quarterback. That you're a defensive player, and your job is to get across that line and get that quarterback and sack that quarterback. All right, that's your job, and you do it. I don't need to see you do the little dance and point your fingers in the air and make a big deal about how great you are. You know what? It's your job to get the quarterback. And you get paid very well to do that. If you want to be a little excited and you feel a little pumped up, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. It's this, look at me, look at me, look at me, what I just did. Because that is an antithetical, in my mind, to what sports is supposed to be about. Sports is supposed to be about the team. It's supposed to be about teamwork and working together, each with the other, for a common goal. And when you have a guy who's pointing him and making a big show dog thing in the end zone or making an ass of himself out there on the field, I think it really detracts from the game. And that's the one thing I don't want my kids to draw from the game, any kind of sporting activity they're involved in. Let me just briefly, just allow me this. I couldn't have been more proud when my daughter won the Winston Churchill Bulldog Award for good sportsmanship. And what this was is an award given not for outstanding play, although she's an outstanding player. It's given because she had good work habits, because she worked and did whatever the team needed, that she was unassuming in the conduct of her skills and her effort on the field. She had a great season, and I was very proud of her. But I was more proud of that than if she had been named offensive or defensive player of the year. I would have been more proud with that than anything she could have done except possibly getting a D1 scholarship. That's the only thing. I'm telling you, I love that because it says to me that my kid, at least, got the right lessons out of sports. I don't like the show dogging. I don't like the hot dogging. I don't like the me, look at me, look what I did. It's about the team, and we ought to go back to this.
So it's about the team. So this is what's interesting. So when Cam Newton does his dance in the end zone when he scores a touchdown, you think that's wrong because it's drawing attention to him?
Yeah.
All right. So if his teammates all joined him in the dance, would you be okay with it?
Listen, you know, I understand that in moments of joy, that there should be, you know, people are going to get together and they're going to be excited. They're going to pat each other on the back and then they're all going to be, that's not the problem. That's a more team oriented celebration. I actually have less of a problem with that. It's the people who stand up and say, look what I just did. You're not thinking about the team. You're thinking about yourself.
So again, my question is, if the entire team danced with Cam Newton after the touchdown,
you win the Super Bowl in the last minute and everybody goes to the end zone.
Only the Super Bowl winners are allowed to dance?
Or a big game, you pull it out at the last second and it's an exciting moment. Sure, that's normal.
Okay, because this is what drives people nuts. The NFL says it's okay for a single person to dance, but not if other players dance with them. It's the antithesis of what we're trying to do.
But that's not the same as a celebration. That is going to the end zone and making a spectacle of two or three people, not the entire team. And by the way, you know, you often see this in baseball games. They do allow celebrate. Guy wins a home, knocks one out of the park and wins the game at the last second. It's a very emotional, very exciting game. And he comes to the plate and all of his team members will rush out to greet him. That's okay. That's about the team in celebration.
That's what Brian thinks is okay. I think players should be able to celebrate their achievements. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL. Let's start with Ben in Ashburn. You're on WMAL. Hey, Ben.
Larry, don't you know that the sports field should be a safe space and we shouldn't have these microaggressions like celebrating?
Yeah, exactly.
It might hurt the other team's feelings. And I would cite an example from the University of Edinburgh where a girl who's on the student council was almost voted out of a meeting because she shook her head because she disagreed with something somebody was saying. So this is a safe space, and we shouldn't do these things.
Thank you, Ben. I think you illustrate my point perfectly. For crying out loud, this is a competition. There's what's with all this, everyone has to act equally and treated equally? No. You achieve, and you celebrate your achievement. And by the way, the fans are all celebrating that achievement. Is it wrong for the fans to jump up and down and celebrate when Bryce Harper hits a home run?
No.
So why is it wrong for Bryce Harper to jump up and down and celebrate? He's the guy who did it.
It's not wrong for him to be excited. It's not, but I just think that when it becomes an excessive celebration that's focused on self rather than team, it's wrong.
Nancy in Vienna. Nancy's a baseball fan. You're on WMAL. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi, good morning, guys. So here's my deal. I pay a lot of money to go see baseball. I don't want to watch people work. You just said it's their job. I don't want to watch them work. I want to be entertained. And so, you know, I agree. I think they should be able to do some celebration.
You think it's entertaining to see players, glory in their moment when they've done something great?
Absolutely. I want them to share in the moment with me.
All right. So what do you do for a living, if I may say? You give me some generic answer. You don't have to give me a specific answer.
I work for the government.
All right. So you work for the government, and you fill out, you do some kind of bureaucratic report, and you think it's like the best report that's ever been done. Do you go in and slap it down on your boss's desk and do the victory dance in front of him? This is an awesome report.
I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You betcha, Nancy. You enjoy your job. I do. Hey, listen, after we do a great show, am I not? I dance all morning long, don't
well,
I?
Well, and this is, and this would be the difference between you and me.
But I'll tell you this. I don't expect people to pay $50 a ticket to watch me do that.
I would, Nancy.
Yeah,
listen, thanks for the call.
I appreciate
it. All right, we'll continue with these calls in a moment. Bryce Harper wants to make baseball fun again. I agree. Brian Wilson doesn't.
Yeah, I don't, and I think I'm right. More of your calls straight ahead. It's time for traffic and weather at 8:15 on WMAL. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take you Maryland Bowie area in on 50, just past 197 for the crash and delays quickly forming on the Beltway Outer Loop northbound north of Central Avenue toward 50 in the stop and go, and then from College Park to Silver Spring and those normal backups. Now, for 29, always see these delays in the morning through White Oak past the Trader Joe's, but it looks a little bit complicated this morning right as you get down toward Lockwood Drive. Looks like we may have an incident in the way just as you pass the Trader Joe's. Do keep alert in that stretch. On 270, it's been about the stop and go. Heaviest right now as you head through Germantown down through to the lane divide. On the Darnestown area on 28, heading inbound 28 as you come up toward Germantown Road, do watch for the crash. 395 jammed, leaving 95 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. They're waiting on a tow truck for that long-standing crash on the bridge. Southbound George Washington Parkway after Spout Run Parkway, but before you get to the Key Bridge, that's where you have the crash. Big delays as a result, too, on the Spout Run Parkway to merge into the backups. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's actually going to be pretty cold for a little while, and until 10 o'clock this morning, we're in a freeze warning situation because the temperature's right at the freezing mark. You may see some sun and wind develop today, a high near 50, 40-mile-an-hour winds. Tonight, 34 degrees, clear skies. Tomorrow, another freeze watch is in effect tomorrow morning because it'll be down around freezing once again. Tomorrow night, some rain moves in, 90% chance, and then on Thursday, rain, low 60s, Friday in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
There you go. Kirk Cousins makes a spectacular play and scores a touchdown. We want to celebrate.
You know what, though?
Ovi does a fantastic goal. We want to celebrate. John Wall hits an amazing slam dunk. We Washington fans, we want to celebrate. We want the players to celebrate. Brian Wilson now, he wants... We've just done our job, gentlemen.
That's right.
We're very happy that we've done our job that we're paid for. Everyone, settle down now.
I have a great
deal
of respect for a guy who does an amazing play and then just walks off to the side. I have so much respect for that player because he is now, he's just focused on doing his job, and it's not about him, it's about the team. I did what I was supposed to do to help this team succeed. And that's what it's about.
That's fine, but do you have little respect for people who celebrate their achievements?
I do if it's about if it's focused on what a great guy I am. Look at me, the whole world. Look at me.
You know what, Brian Wilson?
What?
Now you're making me mad. Kirk Cousins, you're the greatest player.
I love
Kirk
Cousins.
Right? Okay, so did you like it when he walked back in the tunnel after that great comeback win and said, you like that? You like that?
You know what?
You loved that.
You know,
was he talking about the team or was he talking about himself?
It was off the field.
But it was about himself,
it was off
wasn't
the field.
It? But you're okay with it.
It's okay. In the locker room, anything goes.
Okay. Milton and Reston agrees with you, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, Milton. A very bright guy from Reston. Hello, Milton.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with you, Brian. I think we ought to set up a whole set of rules that'll delay the game a little bit, but just allow the referees to call and make decisions on whether people are celebrating for themselves or for the team. Let's slow the game down some more.
So you're sarcastically agreeing with
me. Yes,
well,
I am.
Thanks a lot for nothing there, Milton.
I
take back what I said about you being a bright guy.
I tried, Brian.
How about Richard in Rockville? Richard, bail me out here.
Sorry. Seems to me that one of the most important things that I learned from sports when I was growing up was respect, not just for winning, but sometimes for losing, and respecting the person on the other side of the ball or the other side of the mat or the other side. And there's nothing wrong with a fist pump or whatever, but when you start some of these things that you see out there with the dancing and the this and the that, that's disrespectful to your opponent. And I think that's part of our problems in general in society.
I agree.
There's no respect for people anymore.
Maybe, okay, Richard, let's say it together. Get off my lawn!
See, I appreciate that, Richard. I you're right. Listen, it hurts. When you're on the losing end of that, and they're celebrating, that hurts. You know what? You know how you stop that from happening? Don't let Cam Newton score that touchdown. That's all. And get better next time. Tom and Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks. First of all, I just want to make an observation. I'm on to you guys. You are all so transparent. You always take the opposite sides just so you can get a debate going.
No, you mean
Brian, I don't believe you believe half the things you say.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I wish you were right, Tom.
I wish, Tom. Let me tell you something. This morning, Larry started talking about this hat that Bryce Harper wanted to wear.
At 4:35 this morning,
and we thought we'd just mention it in passing. And I said no, because I think that's wrong, and I think that's what's wrong with sports. And we got into a big argument about it, and we said, well, this is a talker, so we're going to have and we're going to take it to the audience and let them weigh in.
All right, so what's your opinion?
Here's my take. As I agree, Larry, this is the key is if it's excessive.
Exactly. I don't mind a little celebration.
You got it right there. When you turned on the music, that was perfect. To me, each player should have his own theme song, and if he hits a home run, that music should be playing while he's running around the bases. That one, get up and dance. That's an opportunity for all the audience to get up and dance and play.
Yeah.
Kind of like doing the wave.
That'd be
awesome.
Everybody
should have their own theme song. It'd be fun.
All right, yeah. Tom, thanks for that. And thank you for allowing us to dispel this myth. We hear a lot when we do live events
really,
and people
true.
Say, you guys just, you don't. I can tell you, Mike McKay knows, every single thing you hear us say
is what we believe.
We wouldn't be able to do this.
If I'm taking a devil's advocate position, I'll say, let me be play devil's advocate for a moment. And sometimes we do that, but most of the time it's really legitimate.
All right, more of your calls on how people should celebrate after their home runs. 8:22 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Spring is here, and you know, I love looking out my windows and looking at how everything lush and green, and I saw that, oh, look, there's a little snowflake come fluttering by right now. But you know what? You have to clean your windows to be able to see out of them. And when you clean your windows, do you need a ladder to get around the bushes or shrubs to clean the outside of your window? That sounds bad. How about a window you can open and clean from the inside quickly and easily? That sounds good, right? Well, then call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company. Here's the number, 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient, easy-to-clean windows. Just call 855-57-CREEK right now and take advantage of their buy-three, get-one-free offer. And free always sounds good to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you money and headaches. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call clinical research sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
Hi folks, Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
It is 8:25 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hood Bee Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown Pike jammed as you try to get up onto the Beltway. Inner loop of the Beltway slowing toward the Legion Bridge. Also slow coming off the inbound toll road and around from I-66. Now, here's where we have another problem. On the George Washington Parkway this morning, the crash southbound south of Spout Run Parkway before you get to the Key Bridge. At last check, still had one of the two lanes blocked with delays before 123. A lot of commuters bailing out to 123. So if you do it, know that that trip, that one lane trip to get down to the chain bridge is tedious and it is just jam solid. So with that slow, it also puts pressure on Glebe Road to try to get up to the inbound chain bridge. That entire corridor, you'll need extra time or try to avoid if you can. Better news, though, through town. I do have Foxhall Road reopened. Northbound had been closed for quite some time with a tree down there. Reservoir Road, they've cleared that. All lanes open. 395 out of Newington is where the delays begin this morning to and across the 14th Street Bridge. The latest incident on the freeway is going to be the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like the left lane. DDOT's aware of it. They were en route. They should be there momentarily, if not just pulling up. Onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, struggling through Laurel each way. The southbound crash before 197. Update brought to you by Pella Windows. You can kickstart spring with $300 off per window and $350 off per door. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or you can call 877-769-8392. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Developing sunshine, the forecast, windy and chilly, 47. Tonight, clear, cold, 34 degrees, colder north and west. Freeze watch in effect. Sunshine clouds tomorrow, high near 60 with still a stiff wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees. It is now 827.
It's the sign of an exuberant athlete who just did an amazing achievement. And I love seeing athletes do that.
I don't mind passion.
Bryce Harper says he wants to make baseball fun again, and he's tired of baseball's written and unwritten rules about how a player can celebrate. I'm with him. Brian says the celebration thing, it's all about me and not about the
some
team.
Some celebrations can be about the individual and not the team.
Mark in Gaithersburg, you're on WMAL. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Guys, hey, I think you guys got some loud fun in the morning, but I'll tell you, when Pete Carroll was asked one time, hey, are you guys rubbing it in every time you play the Southern Cal fight song? He said, maybe, but keep us out of the end zone.
There you go.
If you don't like it.
Don't like the sound of the fight song. And by the way, I hate that USC fight song, by the way. It is the worst.
I can understand that. See, and Brian, I think that sportsmanship is extremely important, and do the right thing, and this is where I think Larry's right. Larry has never said that the person on the other side of the field should be doing anything illegal or improper, but if one team is beating the other and Bryce Harper hits a home run, he did it, and he's part of the team, so when he hits a home run, the Nationals win.
There you go. Thanks, Mark. That's true. On baseball, even though it is a team sport, it's the greatest sport, I think, because it is a team sport, but it's also very much an individual sport.
Effort, yeah.
828 on WMAL.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, record management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
The biggest expense homeowners face today is exterior maintenance, and you have to do it over and over. How would you like to never paint or re-side your home again? Well, now you can with Rhino Shield. Hi, Rick Mariano. It's a unique three-coat system that looks like rich, premium-quality paint, 12 to 15 times thicker, and is guaranteed for 25 years against chipping, cracking, and peeling. A three-coat system that waterproofs wood, stucco, brick, vinyl, and steel siding. Rhino Shield protects your home and even your business against moisture, damaging rays of the sun, and you'll even save on energy. And Rhino Shield comes in literally thousands of designer colors. If you like the look of beautiful, thick, rich paint, a 25-year warranty, and prices
is important to you? Call now to take advantage of our spring special and save up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash financing. Call Rhino Shield now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Coming up, rest in peace, Admiral Akbar, and we'll also talk to Larry Kudlow. It is now 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Today, Virginia drivers can start giving their comments on expanding transit options for the I-66 corridor.
Well, for I-66 inside the Beltway, the core part of the package that we most strongly support would be to use toll revenues that are publicly owned to fund more transit in the corridor.
Stuart Schwartz with the Coalition for Smarter Growth, tolls are expected on 66 next year. IRS headquarters building still closed today after a small fire yesterday afternoon. No one was hurt. The electrical fire started in the basement. D.C. Superior Court judge has ruled that supporters of a $15 minimum wage in the district can move forward to get the issue on the ballot this November. That effort had been challenged in court by the former head of the D.C. Chamber of Commerce, concerned about the impact on local business. Still under a freeze watch this morning, and with good reason. You can expect the same tomorrow morning, says Michael Musilli with the National Weather Service.
Not any time in the next couple of days, anyway. We're kind of locked in this cooler than normal pattern, at least through the weekend. There is some hints that it warms up heading into the following week.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17,737, the NASDAQ at 48.91. In sports, Nats and the O's both win their opening day. Villanova tops North Carolina at the buzzer to win the NCAA championship last night. Today, it's the women's turn. UConn takes on Syracuse. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Mold. Even the word sounds gross. And when mold's in your home, it attacks everything from how the air smells to its structural integrity and your family's health. Mold is poison, and it grows anywhere there's moisture from rain or even tiny pipe leaks. Health problems from mold in kids and adults with weakened immune systems are especially scary, including chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
down.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Third problem of the morning for our 395 commuters, the crash after you cross the 14th Street Bridge near Main Avenue. The left side of the roadway delays leaving 95. Again, for 395 commuters, it's a slow go. Arteries to merge onto 395, you get full impact as well. George Washington Parkway crashes southbound after Spout Run Parkway. Before you get down to the Key Bridge, Spout Run Parkway jammed to try to get through it, and a lot of bailout traffic for commuters that have been sitting on the George Washington Parkway off to 123 Chainbridge Road and onto the Chain Bridge. So extra time needed for everyone there. Police tell me they were working with a stalled car on the Georgetown Pike, making your travels before you get to the Beltway. However, it's at Bellevue Road. I'm seeing most of the volume past that, continuing up through to the Beltway. So just a heavy morning rush and into the sun glare this morning off the Greenway and onto the toll road for the stop and go. 66 most of the way out of Gainesville through to the Beltway. From Maryland, 95 and 29 both jammed to try to get down to the Beltway. Laurel crash was southbound BW Parkway near 197. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Developing sunshine, the forecast, windy and chilly, 47. Tonight, clear, cold, 34 degrees, colder north and west. Freeze watch in effect. Sunshine clouds tomorrow, high near 60, with still a stiff wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, it's 30 in Herndon, 31 in Bethesda, 32 in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by V&F Office Supplies. I'm Barbara Brin on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor in the house. It's our pleasure to bring online Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So we're looking with great interest at the state of Wisconsin, the Badger State, to see how they vote tonight. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good night for Ted Cruz, although there's some other states coming online that look pretty good for Donald Trump in the days ahead.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think Trump had a lot of misfires in the last week or two.
Do you think?
And I think it probably hurt him in Wisconsin. Although, I don't know, the polls are all over the place. So I would say, sure, it looks like Cruz is going to win, but I'd be interested in the actual results.
You mean today in Wisconsin?
Yeah. I do. I mean, you've got the real clear politics average shows Cruz plus four. And inside that, you've got wild swings. You've got a couple polls with plus 10. You've got one poll that shows Trump winning significantly. You've got another poll that's even. I don't know. The conventional wisdom is Cruz. Who am I to buck the conventional wisdom? I do think it'll be very important. If Trump loses, by how much?
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Larry Kudlow, one of the statements that Donald Trump made last week that might fall into your category of a misstep was basically advising people to get their money out of Wall Street because he thinks there's going to be a recession. Last night at a Fox News town hall, he had a chance to clarify those remarks.
What I said is we're going to go into a massive recession, but I also say if I'm president, that's not going to happen. Because I'm going to straighten things out.
What do you think in general about presidential candidates making these proclamations? I mean, that affects the economy when somebody with that big a megaphone says, get your money out of Wall Street, doesn't it?
It doesn't affect Wall Street, by the way. I mean, it's an interesting point of view. I've heard this. Let's see. I last interviewed Donald the day before the New Hampshire primary when he won Hanley. He basically said the same thing to me. He feels the economy is headed toward recession, and he feels there's a stock market bubble, and he says, I'm going to fix that.
But don't all these candidates do that? Don't they? Oh, things are awful, and it's going to be terrible unless you elect me. I mean,
I think that's par for the course. That's exactly right. What I was most interested in the Costa Woodward interview was that he mentioned in his first 100 days, Trump said he would cut taxes, renegotiate trade deals, and renegotiate military deals, including the U.S. role in NATO. Now, as you might have guessed, I was real interested in that first one. He would cut taxes, and I do believe he will, and I like his tax cut plan. It could be tweaked some in places. But basically, he's the pro-growth supply-side candidate. He never gets any credit for that, and I think that is what you're going to see. I also think Trump will be in favor, more in favor of a sounder, stable dollar than other people believe. Now, that may not be the case regarding China, okay? They're going to negotiate that. But generally, my conversations with him on air, by the way, this is not private, on air, he'd like to see the dollar be steady. He doesn't think much of the Federal Reserve. Neither do I.
What about Kasich? A lot of people are saying he needs to get out.
Well, I don't know that he needs to get out. I mean, it's a free country. John's a good man. He's running hard. Each candidate thinks he's hurting him more. I mean, Trump says he'd be over now if Kasich left. He would have had more votes. Cruz believes Kasich's taken votes from him. I've seen polls that show it either way, okay, so I don't know. But why can you, you know, it's a free country. If John Kasich wants to run, let him run. I don't know. That's sort of an oddity in this in this campaign.
Larry, you mentioned these comments about NATO, and it's interesting with regard to trade, with regard to China's manipulation of currency, with regard to immigration policies, and also with regard to NATO and South Korea and Japan acquiring nuclear weapons. Donald Trump continues to approach these issues as a businessman. He looks at it and he says, we're getting ripped off here. We're spending all these billions of money, dollars. These other countries are getting off scot-free. We're not getting anything for it. Is that an appropriate approach? I mean, it's not something that we're used to, someone coming from the business world and approaching all of these geopolitical and diplomatic issues from the perspective of what's in it for our country financially.
Well, I don't think that's a bad approach, number one. Number two, other Republican candidates down through the years have had similar things. I don't think anybody's talked about rearming Japan and South Korea. I haven't heard that before. I understand where Trump is using all this stuff as negotiating cards. Regarding NATO, I mean, I agree. We're getting ripped off, okay? We pay the largest share. The European country's share shrinks more and more. The other thing is, I don't know, NATO's there. I'm not sure I understand NATO's role.
Well, wasn't the idea to keep Soviet aggression from encroaching on Western Europe and also to keep Germany and other nations in Europe that had a history of doing bad things with a big, strong military from building up their military? Listen, we got it. We'll take care of it. Don't build up a military because we don't need a strong, militaristic Germany again. We've already learned that lesson.
Yeah, well, that was
60 years ago.
How many decades ago? Do you think that still applies? No. I mean, they're all social welfare states. They all have porous borders. They're all getting slammed by terrorism, which is awful. NATO has sent a few troops to the Mideast, but not very many. I frankly don't really know. I mean, to me, it's a great mystery why NATO has not declared war on ISIS. That's a great mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they should. I mean, I think the United States is stopping them because Obama is such a wuss on this. The United States should have declared war on ISIS. But then again, you can ask, well, let's take Russia and the Ukraine, which a lot of people talk about. What resistance exactly did the European countries put up to stop Russia from taking the Crimea?
None. They
forget something here.
They spoke very angrily about it.
Yes, they were very annoyed, and also with respect to Russia going into eastern Ukraine, which they're still in, so far as I know. So I don't see anything wrong with Trump questioning these, you know, post World War II operations of NATO. Somebody ought to question him. I think that's exactly right. And similarly, look, we have massive troops in both Japan and South Korea. They've been there since 1945. So you do the math. That's a long time. Now, are they paying for those troops? Not so far as I know. Should we pay? Do we need troops there? I don't know that. I'm not a military expert. Maybe we do, but Trump is questioning these things. I don't see anything wrong with that. I noticed a lot of foreign experts who originally jumped on Trump with the statements, particularly NATO, then said, well, wait a minute, he is raising some issues. These things have been raised for years. Way back, Ronald Reagan raised some issues, although Europe was, you know, much stronger fighting communism. Communism is dead. Now, Russia is still a terrible force for bad. I agree with you there. But I'd like to see some of this stuff straightened out.
Right.
But mainly, he says, in his first 100 days, and I'm quoting, Trump said, comma, he would cut taxes. Oh, really? I like that. How about the corporate tax? He's got 15% corporate tax. That will rejuvenate the American economy.
Well, now, Larry, we got to leave it right there.
No, he's not the only one, but I'm just saying he's got some sensible things here. Thank you. I don't mean
No problem. Thank you, sir. We love having you come,
but we're out of time. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Good talking to you, gentlemen.
It's now 8:45 on WMAL. Let's go straight to traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 29, still quite slow to try to get through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's, where near Lockwood Drive, earlier crash, please tell me, gone. And then we try to get down toward the lights at Four Quarters to get onto the Beltway. For 95, delays beginning before the ICC to merge into the Beltway backups. Trying to improve. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound much better in Laurel. Southbound, the crash near 197. Out of the travel lanes, the pace is getting better now south of 32 with the volume. It's been a tough go this morning, to say the least, for a lot of this commute on 395. We're absolutely jammed trying to get out of Newington, across the 14th Street Bridge, and out of the freeway. Our third incident in the morning, this one after you get off the bridge, onto before the 3rd Street Tunnel along the left side. George Washington Parkway, we are still hung up with the crash south of Spout Run, with big delays not only on the GW Parkway but on Spout Run Parkway, and then trying to merge onto those backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a breeze and a freeze warning this morning. Freeze watch for tomorrow morning. Clouds will break, windy, cold this morning. So through the day with the clouds breaking up, giving way to sunshine and a high of 47 degrees. That wind could gust over 40 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees, 847.
Hi, I'm Marianne, the owner of First Class Plumbing. Tired of answering machines? Call First Class Plumbing and talk directly to a master plumber day or night. 866-98-WATER.
We've got some sad news here to report. From the entertainment world, we've had a death of one of the original cast members of Star Wars. This may come as a shock to many people, but there was actually a guy who was behind one of the most famous characters and one of the most famous moments in all of Star Wars history, and I'm talking about Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap!
It's a trap.
Which became also one of the greatest memes. Well, that was voiced by Eric Bowersfeld, and he died at the age of 93.
93
years
wow.
old. He also voiced Bib Fortuna in Return of the Jedi. I did not know that. I didn't recognize his voice there. Mm. So.
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
No longer. All right. Also, this is a weird one. This is another death sort of in the entertainment world. Imagine, have you been to the Haunted Mansion at Disney World?
I have.
Disneyland? I just went to the Haunted Mansion in Disney World. I've been to the one at Disneyland literally hundreds of times.
Yeah.
And it's not that scary.
No.
Let's face it.
No.
It really isn't. As a three-year-old, maybe it is scary. But, you know, it's all, you know, you sort of figure it out. It's all these little robots and
bio-animatronics and
lighting and things like that. Well, imagine going through Disneyland Paris, as many tourists did in Europe the other day, and seeing an actual dead body.
Well, you know, if you were there... And you were driving and you're in Paris, you might go, Jacques Le Bleu!
That's right.
That's the only French word I know.
They call it the Phantom Manor there, and they had to close it Monday because they discovered a 45-year-old man's dead body.
Jacques Le Bleu!
He's one of
dead
the cast
body.
Members.
Was, dead body!
Apparently, he was electrocuted, a technician,
at
some point before the attraction started, and then it's just an awful thing.
That's a horrible thing.
Must have been terrifying for people on the ride.
Shocking.
Finally, some other news out of the entertainment world that's affecting us here in D.C. This may be the sound you'll want to play in your car as you're waiting in horrible traffic down around the White House, as streets will be closed April 3rd through 14th because of the taping of Jeopardy.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
They're going to tape Jeopardy here?
They're going to tape Jeopardy here for several days, and they're going to shut down a whole bunch of streets right around the Constitution Hall. and the White House, as if traffic isn't already bad enough. We're closing it down Alex Trebek.
I have a bone to pick then with Heather Hunter, our world-class producer.
Pick away.
Why don't we have Alex Trebek booked on this program so we can have one of those really uncomfortable and awkward interviews that he does every day on Jeopardy?
Maybe that's why.
We need Alex Trebek to be here on this show. I'm a huge Jeopardy fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is he going to answer every question in the form of a question?
He doesn't have to do that, but I mean, I want Alex Trebek. Alex, if you're listening out there, buddy.
He is not listening.
We want you to come on the program.
He's listening in Canada. All right. And we promise to ask all the questions in your native tongue. We'll finish each one with an A, like that. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.